Your mornings are more fun with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Good way to wake up.
On Star Winner 2.5.
Was there a word that you remember that you were sure that only your family used? You never heard another family use it.
Well, only because it was just incorrect, like, you know, Tupperware.
Tupperware, right? For us, it was, we never were told to brush your teeth. We were always told, brush your teethers.
Teethers
was always teeth. And I've said it maybe once or twice since I've had kids. And every time I've said it, just one or two times, it's followed with a big, and Jennifer, my wife's like, that's not a word. I'm like, I know it's not a word. But it was 18 years of brush your teethers. How ridiculous does that sound?
It was completely ridiculous.
Yes.
That's like my mom, you know, going
teethers.
With the kids, she's always like, you got to go peeps. You got to go peeps in the potty. I'm like, Mom, can we just... I mean, you got to go to the bathroom.
Got to go peeps.
You got to go peeps.
Her peeps are the kids next door, Mom.
That's right. I am hip like that. Nobody says peep anymore, though. How outdated is that?
Okay. I figured you'd go with it.
One family said that they referred to their uneaten pizza crust as the pizza bones. So I said, who left all the pizza bones in the box?
Really?
Okay. Yes, pizza bones.
I never heard that either.
And then one family calls their remote the TV box. No one ever knows what they're talking about.
Yeah, because if you said TV box, I'm assuming you're talking about the television.
I would too.
Mm-hmm.
The TV box.
I would never think it was the remote.
No.
Grab the TV box.
Where's the TV box?
Or I would thought it was the box it came in still.
Yes.
Like, whoa, are you moving it? What?
Right. I am not here for manual labor.
You're taking it back?
Yeah.
That's funny.
280-1025. So is there a word, maybe just you, maybe just your family uses?
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear anybody else use it.
No. I've never heard a dentist go, you've done a great job with your teethers. Thank you.
You should try talking to them that way out there.
How are my teethers looking?
Because we go to the same place. I want to come in the next time and have them ask me, why is Kurt calling
what's wrong with Kurt?
What is he talking about?
Grow up. It's weird. It's
like,
he's an almost 40-year-old man.
Thank you, Kyle.
Kurt turns 40 this year. That's going to be the whole next 2 months.
And Sarah's mother-in-law used the word hoinked when something is off balance or not quite right.
Hoinked?
Hoinked. H-O-I-N-K-E-D. Like oinked with a H in front of it. So something just a little off. It's a little hoinked. I kind of like it.
That's funny. It's different.
That's not a word that should be a word.
Okay.
280-1025. Victoria, what's the word?
It's along the line of teethers. Our family says twofers.
Oh, you do? Yeah, I've heard that before. I don't think you're alone out there on that one.
Oh. My mom always said it to us kids, and so I say it to my teenagers and the baby.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Brush your twofers.
I just always heard it in regards to, like, two for one. Twofers.
Oh, yeah, I never thought of that. But, yeah, we always said brush your twofers.
All right. Hey, thanks, Victoria. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And Kathy, hi.
Hi.
And what's the word you say your family says no one else says?
Chili soup.
Chili soup.
Yeah, because... like, it just drives me nuts. I don't know if it's an Iowa thing or something, but chili is a soup. So
right.
It's like saying chili soup.
It's redundant. Yes.
Exactly.
Well, but I'll disagree. I don't think chili's soup.
Well, here's the thing. The way we eat it here, it is a soup. Yeah, that's a soup.
You think so?
Yes, it is. But I can tell you why that happened. Because when I moved to Wisconsin, I lived in Wisconsin for a few years, and I ordered chili. When I was at a restaurant one time, and they brought it out, and it's kind of like it's got the beans and the sauce and the and the meat, but it's on top of pasta. And so I was like, oh, what is this?
Right.
I go, I thought it was just, you know, and I started explaining it, and the people go, oh, you mean chili soup. So to them, it was two different things.
Oh, interesting.
So that's where, I think that's where that comes from.
Okay.
But I agree with you that it sounds redundant because I only know one type of chili, and that's, I don't know this chili over pasta that's foreign to me.
I never had it either.
Okay. All right, hey, thanks.
Thanks, Kathy. Right, take care. Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.